It's been a year overshadowed by loss. For each grieving family, the loss of one person is one too many. Months after he was killed, Thaer Yazuri's seat at the table remains empty. The eldest of five siblings, Thaer went to school and never came home. Israeli forces shot him in El Bire, in the occupied West Bank. No matter how hard she tries, his mother Maria says no words can express her pain.
I want to know why he was killed. It's a simple ask. The area was calm, no confrontations. Children were going home after school. Children who never fulfilled their dreams.
Thaer wasn't the only Palestinian killed on May the 11th. Israeli forces shot Al Jazeera journalist Shirin Abu Aqla in the head while she was on assignment in Jenin. The veteran reporter was described by many as the daughter of Palestine. Shirin's farewell stretched across more than 140 kilometers, from Jenin to Ramallah to her final resting place in occupied East Jerusalem. And then perhaps some of the most shocking scenes in the occupied territory this year. The attack on pallbearers at Shirin's funeral. In midst of global condemnation, Palestinians demanded action.
The silencing of opposition when we're discussing human rights defenders, which include journalists, paramedics, or any other Palestinian, so not necessarily working in civil society organizations, is a way of maintaining the apartheid regime. And in essence, the apartheid regime, as we see it today, is a tool of enforcing Zionist settler colonialism.
Palestinians have told us if they had to choose one word to sum up 2022, it would be oppression.
People remember those who were killed by posting their photos online, displaying their pictures on walls, and talking about them. Their images became part of public spaces. Palestinians say that without justice and accountability, collective mourning helps families through their grief. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, the occupied West Bank.